Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Arachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asrabas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Reziv Gahagon Bikar of Mamesh. Now this Perek discusses dinim of one who's makdish their steachuza. Let's explain. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, it was divided among the Shvatim, with each head of a family receiving a plot of land. This is called their achuza, inheritance. And it's clear from the Torah that this is meant to remain in the family. Therefore, if one sold their steachuza, it automatically comes back to them by the Yovel year, which is year number 50 of the cycle, and all the dinim of selling a steachuza are discussed in the ninth parak. Now, as an aside, if one bought such a field, if he bought a steachuza, it's called a stei mikna. Now, what about being makdish, donating a steachuza to the Beis HaMikdash? So, the Torah tells us that if one's makdish or steachuza, it could be redeemed from hektish, not for its value, meaning not for the market value, rather by a set price. As the pasuk says, v'hoya erkecha lefi zaroi, and its value according to its planting, zera chomer sa'irim b'chamishim shekel kasef, the area of land in which one can plant a chomer of barley, which is a particular measurement, it's also known as a base car, that's redeemed for 50 silver shkalim. And as we're going to see, this is only at the beginning of the Yovel year, year one, whereas if he redeems it later on, it's going to be for slightly less than 50, and as Yovel approaches, the Dimei Pidyon, this redemption money, lessens. And there are many other dinim that we're going to be learning about as well. Now, another important nekuda is what happens if he does not redeem it? And the answer is, it goes to the Kaihanim, and they get to keep this field, and it's lost to him forever. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein makdish lefnei Yovel pachas mishtei shanim, one can't be makdish, their steachuza, before Yovel less than 2 years. It's not that they can't, it's just that they shouldn't, and that's because they're going to have to redeem it for its full value. The pinyon doesn't start lessening until after year two. And also, v'loy gaylin la'achar yovel pachas mishana, they can't redeem it after yovel within less than a year, so it's still within the first year of yovel. They can't redeem it. In other words, that when they do redeem it, we're not going to subtract any of the money, even though a few months have passed. And why is that? Because ein mechashvin chadashim lehektish, we don't make a cheshbin of months for hektish, aval hektish mechashev chadashim, but hektish itself does make a cheshbin of months. Namely, as we had just learned, we're always going to make a cheshbin of months for the benefit of hektish. So if it's right at the beginning of the Yovel cycle, and he was just makdish his steachuz a few months ago, and now he wants to redeem it, he can't come to hektish and say, look, a few months passed, I want to have a little bit of money taken off the Dimei Pidyon. He has to redeem it for its full value, and by that same token, let's say it's in the middle of the Yovel cycle, and a few months of the year passed, he also can't say, well, a few months into this year passed, so I shouldn't have to redeem it for its full value that this year is. No, it's still considered the beginning of the year. And so here we discuss more of the details. A person's makdish their field at the time of Yovel doesn't mean during the Yovel year itself. It means when Yovel is noyeg. And this is a whole nother discussion which we're not going to be getting into now, but the general idea is that Yovel is only noyeg when all, or at least the majority of Yidden, are in Eretz Yisrael. And so when Yovel is noyeg and he's makdish his steachuza and now he wants to redeem it, noisin bezera chomer sa'irim chamishim shekel kasef, as we said in the introduction to the Mishnah, for every area of land that he could plant a chaymer worth of barley, as we had said, it's called a base car, he has to pay 50 silver shkalim. Now, how do we cheshbin this area? So, hayusham nekayma mukmasara, let's say there are deep grooves or deep clefts inside the ground that are 10 tfachim deep, or slaim gvaymasar tfachim, rocks that are 10 tfachim high, einim dadim ima, they're not measured along with the land itself. That's because they're considered separate sections, they're not considered part of the field, and so we're not going to count them as part of the cheshbin of a base car. However, pachas mikan, if it's anything less than this, if the grooves in the ground are less than 10 tefachim deep, or the rocks are less than 10 tefachim high, nin dunim ima, then they are measured as part of the land. Next in, hegdisha shtayim ashal shana b'fnei yovel, if he was makdish the field 2 or 3 years before yovel, so noisin selu pundyon l'shana, he pays a sel and a pundyon per year. As we mentioned before, the more years of the yovel cycle that pass, the less his dmei pidyon is going to be, and therefore, since the pidyon at the beginning of the yovel is 50 slayim, and that's for the remaining 49 years of that yovel cycle, so that means that each year is valued at a sela plus a little bit. And so the Mishnah just told us, how much is that little bit? It's a sela and a pundyon. So when it's 2 or 3 years before Yovel, and he finally came up with the money to redeem his steachuza, so he's going to pay 2 or 3 slayim plus 2 or 3 pundyons. Now let's say, Im Amar, the fellow says, Hareini noisin dvar shana b'shana, I want to pay per year. This is what we call in English a payment plan. I don't want to pay all the money up front. So he'd be redeeming the field for 10 slayim and 10 pundyonis, and he simply doesn't have all of it. He just wants to be able to come every single year and pay a sela and a pundyon. We don't listen to him, says the Mishnah, Ela noisin es kulei ka'echad, he has to pay it all up in one shot. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Echad abaylim v'echad kol adam. This concept of pidyon, to be able to redeem a steachuza, applies to either the owner or to anybody. Any person could walk up to Hektish and ask them if they have any steachuzas that somebody was makdish, and if the answer is yes, they can redeem that steachuza. It doesn't have to be the owner. So abayin baylim l'bayin kol adam, what's the difference between if the owner redeems his own steachuza, or if a random person redeems seems a random stachuza that somebody was makdish, the answer is El Shabalam Noisim Chaimesh Adam Ainu Noisim Chaimesh. When the owner redeems his own stachuza that he was makdish, he has to add on an extra fifth to the entire payment. Whereas a regular person who's being paid a random stachuza, he doesn't have to add on a fifth. Now that's not the only difference. We're going to learn more in subsequent Mishnayos. We're going to stop here for the day though and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.